Hey there, welcome back to another episode of Tacos and Tattoos. So I've been spending some time at my mom's house, and one of the first things I noticed is that she has enhanced and grew her plant collection. My mom, growing up, always had plants in the window in the kitchen and a few other big plants, but she has a hoard of plants now. I always add green space to all of my places I live in. In Siwanejo, I have plants outside of my apartment. In Querétaro, there's a whole garden, so I don't have to buy plants put in my apartment, but there's a lot outside. And then when I had my office space here in Oregon, I had quite a few plants in there as well. And when I quit renting that space, I gave her my plants that were in there. I had some like the viney type of plants, ones you hang from the ceiling and they like vine everywhere. And I think those plants inspired her to get a whole lot more plants. So it kind of, I was looking at all these plants this morning getting ready to make these podcast episodes, and I was like, you know what? This reminds me of something that an ex-boyfriend once told me. And it was one of the reasons I was like really attracted to him. And I thought that he had been working on himself and he was really into making relationships positive, which turned out not to be the whole truth, but whatever. He said that a relationship is like a garden. You have to continuously be tending to it or it dies. This is something, this is why I talk about values a lot, because this is something he said from the very beginning of the relationship. But as our relationship got more intense and deeper, I found that the nurturing of the relationship was coming from me. And he was unable to really provide the nutrients that the relationship needed, and it died. But this kind of goes two ways. Like, you can also overwater, right? My mom has a lot of succulents in here and some daylilies, and it's obvious that she has been overwatering them, because you know what succulents look like. When they get too much water, they start falling apart because they rot out. And so if you're in a relationship and you are this is maybe where the term too needy comes in, where you are like smothering, per se, the relationship. There's a book called Mating in Captivity by Esther Perel. I've read it twice. And this book talks about how in order for there to be passion and that fire, you have to give it room to breathe. If you smother a fire too much, it's going to go out, right? That's too, being together too much, over-communicating, over-sharing, putting too much responsibility and too many, needing too much from your partner. Because typically in the past, it took a whole village to raise a person. And now we look at our romantic partners, they need to be our best friend, they need to be our family, they need to be our rock, they need to be our soulmate, they need to be our sexy Alejandro pool boy. We want him to be all the things. And so we smother the relationship. We give it too much water. But on the other side of that, if we don't give it enough water, if it doesn't get enough sunlight, the plant equally looks really bad. And it ends up being like, what do they call it? Leggy, where it like grows tall. It doesn't have many petals or branches. It doesn't flower again. It looks kind of sad because it's not getting the nutrients or the water that it needs. Or it dries up and looks like a crispy, crunchy thing. Right? If plants could, it could even equate it to like an animal. If an animal's not getting the food that it needs, like a cat, like an outside cat, if you're not feeding it all the food and the neighbor starts feeding it more, where do you think it's going to go? A lot of guys get so mad at women. I'm like, oh, they're cheaters. They're cheaters. Well, the thing is, they're not. Women tend to go because they are being deprived of the things they need. And it's on women to be able to communicate their needs, yes. But if a woman's looking outside the relationship, it's because she's not getting what she needs from within the relationship. She needs to be aware enough to communicate it with her partner. But there's times in the past where I've even been in relationships and I've been communicating my needs, and they're just ignoring it, like dismissing me. And so then I end up being like feeling like I want to look outside the relationship, and then I break up because it's like, well, I'm not getting what I need here, so I leave. If plants could do that, they would walk off too, and they would go to the neighbor's house and be like, hey, can I have some water? Or they would move themselves into the sun, but they are unable to do that. But relationships are like, they are like a garden. Like, you have to give it the right amount of things in order for it to flourish. And it's, you know, nothing's more beautiful than a floraling bush that has been well cared for. We all, you know, have a neighbor at one point or another that has a green thumb, and we look at their garden with envy and we're like, wow, it's so amazing. They're like, yeah, I get up every morning, I water it, I prune it, I like give it all the nutrients. They're putting so much work into that garden. And if you look at someone else's relationship and you're like, wow, I want a relationship like that, you should be asking yourself, what does my relationship need in order to flourish like that? What do we need to put in it in order for it to grow? Or are we starving it? Or are we smothering it? It's kind of a cool analogy to leave you with today. So with that, think on it. What is it that your relationship needs? What does your future relationship need? And I'll talk to you next time.
Are you an ambitious and independent woman who's ready to start attracting your aligned masculine partner but have struggled with settling in the past? Join the free 5-day workshop to start attracting him in less than 30 days by tapping into a hidden feminine superpower that you already have. Go to girlstopcrying.com to sign up.